We call on the Supreme Being, Divine Mother and Father. We call on our souls and the divine within. We call upon the spiritual energy of the sun, the solar logos, the great illumined spirit of angelic magnitude that is the consciousness that shines through the sun. We call upon the Holy Spirit, the infinite consciousness of all that is, the Father principle. We call upon the Holy Mother, the mother of us all, the divine as the mother, as the earth, as nourishment, as nature. And we ask to be filled with healing and light and love, divine guidance and protection, divine bliss and oneness. And may we be pure channels for divine light, love and power. We ask this in full faith, so be it. So be it. Breathe in through your Ajna chakra and out through your throat. Breathing in through your heart chakra and out through the island of jewels, the solar plexus. Breathing in through Swadhisthana, the sacral chakra, and out through Muladhara, the base. And we'll just do a few affirmations of readiness. Say, I'm now ready to go beyond my usual consciousness, to access the consciousness of the sun and the vast illumined potency of the logos of the sun. And breathe deeply in and then releasing through the back of your body. And thinking about the physical dimension that we're in and the body and the earth and how extraordinarily sacred these things are. And how important it is to truly walk our physical lives with as much grace and dignity as we can. And sometimes the best way to appreciate what could be is to go within and to go beyond the body and go beyond the mind into a different realm. So we'll do a few releases to ready ourselves. And imagine you're talking to your subconscious, to your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system, and say, I now release all doubts as to my capacity to embody spiritual development and growth, starting right now, and breathing in and releasing everywhere. And say, I ask for divine help in releasing the ceiling on my consciousness so I can expand to a new level and build my life at an exalted consciousness. And breathe deeply in and release through the top of the head. Say, I ask for divine help in accessing the starry energy of the diamond consciousness and the self-illumined seer. And breathe deeply into your Ajna chakra and release through the back of the head. Being aware of the back of the neck area and say, I now release all of the fear-based shackles that have bound my consciousness, whether it's been conscious or not. I release these shackles now. Breathe deeply in and out through the back of the throat area, back of the neck. Breathe in through your crown and out through the back of the head and neck. Imagine that you've been wearing a garment that you didn't actually know you had on that was a bit sort of dull and tatty. And as an embodiment of energy, we're going to just release that now. So say, I now choose to disrobe from the old garments of pain and suffering and fear-based consciousness. And I set myself free to be one with my higher soul and continuous consciousness. And breathe deeply in and release everywhere. Say, I ask for an upgrade of my energy field. I ask that my spiritual quotient be sped up and accelerated. And I ask for the strength to live from that consciousness. And breathing in and releasing. And breathing in through the front of the Ajna chakra and out through the back of the head and neck. And just being aware of your breath as it comes in and out. And imagine that you, your chakras, your spirit is a temple of itself. Imagining that you are a temple of light. And just allow all the sounds to be what they are. Don't resist any of the sounds. Just use your breath and stay focused within your own being. And be aware of your heart center in the middle of the chest. As the engine that powers your temple. Thinking of a person that you love. And feeling the fondness in your heart that you have for the beloved. And thinking of a time of great joy with that person. And let your heart expand with the memory. And as you remember this precious time, we choose now to spend more and more of our time in this kind of consciousness, this kind of bhav, in the consciousness of happiness and joyfulness that arises from within, that is heartfelt and natural. And let's take any attachments out by which our consciousness may think it can only be like that if things are going well. And say, I release all attachment to everything going well. In order for me to feel bliss and happiness. And I set myself free to embody joy as my baseline consciousness. And breathing in and releasing. Doesn't mean you won't have highs and lows from joy. You won't ever feel sorrow and so forth again. Of course you will. But you just bounce back to joy again. When you felt your feelings, there's the joy again. It's a baseline. So say, I release all pressure from the mass consciousness to be other than at the baseline of joy. And breathing in and release through the head and shoulders. And say, I release all attachment to outcomes as being the fount of joy. And I set myself free to experience joy in a multiplicity of circumstances. And breathe deeply in and releasing everywhere. And from your heart chakra, just feel the potential you have for a life of joy, even when it's a miserable day, even when something just went wrong. You can feel that momentary passing reaction, and then you can breathe yourself back into a feeling of joy and peace. And from your heart, feeling a golden ball of energy start to come up through your body, a ball of the most exquisite golden light, and let it come up through the pillar of light, through the throat chakra, up into your Ajna chakra, and breathe into your Ajna chakra. And in the Ajna chakra, imagine that this golden ball of light becomes surrounded by a sort of pinkish purple light, very brilliant. And take it up to your crown chakra, where another layer of iridescent, incandescent whiteness is added. And then as you breathe, feel your energy moving upwards. Up through the pillar of light. And imagine now that an angelic being has joined you. And that the angel takes you by the hand and starts to pull you upwards through your pillar of light. And you feel even your body and all your subtle bodies are being pulled upwards through the vibrational spectrum of all that is. Just allow this to happen. Breathe slowly and deeply. And allow the angels of joy to help you. And feel yourself moving upwards. And then your body comes to a waiting station and you leave it there, proceeding in your subtle body, proceeding upwards in your subtle body. Feel yourself being drawn to the energy of the sun, the blazing brilliance of the sun. And you're now joined by a second angelic being. One of the angels of the sun joins you now. So an angel of joy on one side, angel of the sun on the other, and you zoom. You start to zoom towards the sun. Your light body is activating. Activate. And zooming we go towards the sun. And as we approach the sun, and all the vastness of its physical heat, take your awareness to its astral and etheric level of reality, where that heat is just a warm glow and completely harmless, very nourishing and supportive and full of the energy of Tejas, the spiritual energy of luminosity. And feeling yourself being coated in a shiny substance, Tejas. Energy of the sun, the essence of the sun and the holy solar logos is Tejas. Vast iridescence, luminous, shining like diamonds in the sun. Sparkling. And feel that this luminosity starts to become a second skin for you, as though liquid diamond light is pouring down your arms and legs, over your back and the front of your body, and absorbing into your energy field as a gift of the sun. And as we come gently down to the astral landscape of the sun, you find yourself in a grassy field with a pathway leading towards a mountain. And at the base of the mountain is what looks like a city. Very classical architecture. And you find yourself walking automatically towards the city and the mountain through the grassy field on the pathway. And then you find that you don't need to walk at all, you glide. And the gliding seems to amplify as you think forward. It's easier for you to move forward more rapidly. As you think slow down, you do. Effortless momentum here. And you come to a place where the path widens and trees are to either side of this wide manicured area. Some beautiful statues, large birds looking at you with interest. And the most beautiful iridescent white rectangular pool is in front of you. And the path leading down into the water beckons you. And so you glide down into the water. And the bluish tinge of the water looks like water does on Earth on a sunny day. But beneath the water, as we go down beneath the surface of the water, there is an energy here of dispensation and release of troubled hearts and minds, of any deep traumas that you've held. Just let them go out into the water and know that this is a day of joy and of the reconciliation of your whole spirit. Feel yourself walking through this rectangular pool and coming to the other end, where the path gradually starts to ascend up out of the water, cleansing having occurred. And then from the sun in the sky itself, iridescent white garments are floating down onto your body. And a very colorful mantle goes over the top, in colors that swirl and seem to have a life of their own, which they do, because the mantle is consciousness and the swirling colors are vibrations and spectrums of consciousness. Don't let your mind get involved, just enjoy that there is a new garment for you to wear with much that is iridescent white about the garment. And moving forward towards the city, where you find sun beings taller than us and with a glowing complexion, They're all wearing raiments of white and pastel colors. And they're happy and very pleased to see us. And there's a procession happens now where we seem to be the guests of honor. And they're taking us to their holy place. And through the streets we go and feel the luminescence of the buildings passing by. And we slowly ascend to the holy places. And we are met at a vast temple, seemingly made of incandescent white light. And a friendly priest or priestess greets you and ushers you inside, where you are taken to a place that's been prepared for you. Your own chamber of ascension, really. And you go into the room that they've prepared for you, and there is a choice of a chair for you to sit upright or a bed for you to lie upon, like a couch made out of light. And you get comfortable in this room. And then sound begins to emerge out of the furniture, out of the walls, descending from above and ascending from below you. And currents of sound and currents of light now penetrate into your energy field like thousands and thousands of points of light, penetrating deep within all of your subtle bodies, within your whole being, within all the layers and complexity of your astral field, your etheric body, all levels of your spirit and soul, in a place of restoration and replenishment. Breathing slowly and deeply as this work is carried out effortlessly with your consent and feeling the deep peace of the place. And mentally affirming that you are open to the inner light. You are open to the inner light of the sun. You're open to the inner light of the spiritual sun. To all of the great angels of this light, particularly the one attending you now, who now places their finger upon your forehead, and a jolt of light comes into your being to heal many of the variances that exist within your consciousness that you no longer want or need, and that you've struggled to let go. Feeling the presence of the divine in everything we're experiencing now. And now, beautiful rosy colored, they look like heat pads, are placed at the front and back of your heart center. And it's rosy heat, as though love could be turned up within your chest and in the sacred parts of you where love is manufactured, that you are strengthened and that you connect to the infinite ultimate love of the divine. Breathing deeply into the heart center and feel the warmth of these iridescent, pale pink jets of light coming into your chest, front and back. and allow Anahata Chakra to be upgraded. And feel the charge of this upgrade coming up to your crown chakra. And know that all is well. All is well. You're in the right place at the right time for the right thing to happen. And now from the great central sun, even beyond this luminous consciousness, comes more gifting to us from the great central sun, coming down a cylinder of diamond light, coming down around your body, and even more striations of light and sound, healing you at a deep level and opening you to the next chapter of your spiritual unfolding. Breathe into the process.
Whee!
vibrations that are being gifted to you by the spiritual hierarchy related to the sun. And the cylinder that's been fueling this awakening now lifts, and the rosy white heat pads at the front and back of your heart disintegrate and disappear. And the Holy One you're with invites you to stand up and feel your new light. And to now rejoin everybody else in the Temple of the Sun. And there is a celebration. Everyone's so happy that we came to be awakened, to allow every cell of our body to receive some new codes of light, to open our consciousness now into the higher realms, that the spectrum of available consciousness is higher than it was before. And with deep gratitude welling up in our hearts, we walk back down from the main temple and through the city with people everywhere, a feeling of celebration and rose petals showering down upon you and on the ground in front of you as you walk back to the outskirts of this holy place and through the grassy field around and past the bathing pool, walking to where it was that you came into this landscape and to the pillar of light that is waiting for you to bring you back into this realm. And stepping easily into the pillar of light and feel yourself descending again to the earthly realm. And just slowly does it as an angel of the sun accompanies you and the angel of joy is with you. And you start the journey back to your physical reality. And just be slow and gentle with the return to your body, descending slowly from the sun, traveling through space. But the space is full of sound and wisdom. Coming into the atmosphere of the earth, in the pillar of light above your head, orienting yourself now that you are with the gravitational orbit of Mother Earth, Gaia. She has you, and you gently descend through your pillar of light into the loving embrace of the Divine Mother, Gaia. Breathing in as you descend to reacquaint yourself with the subtle bodies and the physical body, starting at your crown chakra. And then let your consciousness sink into the Ajna chakra. And then into the throat chakra. And now into your heart center in the middle of the chest. And breathing into the heart and the element of air expanding your understanding, light as a feather, airy and spacious. Feel the warmth and expansiveness within your heart. And just breathe in this mantra of the sun. Just listen. Om Bhaskaraya Vidmahe Mahatejaya Dhimahi Tanno Surya Prachodayat. Om Bhaskaraya Vidmahe Mahatejaya Dhimahi Tanno Surya Prachodayat. Om Bhaskaraya Vidmahe Mahatejaya Dhimahi Tanno Surya Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And being aware of your whole physical body and the sacredness of life here on earth. And allow your spirit now to intermingle with the spirit of the mother. Sending all the glad tidings of the sun into your relationship between the spirit of self and the spirit of the mother. And gently bring your awareness back into your body, wriggle the fingers. And when you're ready, open your eyes.